Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
All right.
What's up, man? Here we go. Anyway, 6:24, we got to get to it. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and other great new Bud products like Bud Next, Neutral. So come summertime when it's finally getting hot, well, you're all stocked up with delicious things to cool you down, man. Bud Distributing, yeah.
There we go. Take me out to the ballgame. Major League Baseball yesterday. Tigers, White Sox, Cubs. All off. Didn't even play. Tonight, Kansas City going to be in Chicago playing White Sox at 7:10. Cubs going to be over in Atlanta playing at 7:20. Detroit going to be in Minnesota at 7:40. Check that on WSJM if you want to hear some baseball. Last night in NHL, Blackhawks beat the Flyers 3-1. My scroll wheel ain't working. Hang on a second.
I was going to say, I have a fun little baseball story if you want to do that.
I jumped ahead too far.
That's all right. You know, baseball has begun, and I don't know if you know this or not, Hunter, but in 1941, an organ was played at a baseball stadium for the first time in Chicago, Illinois.
Should have been the last.
Ever. What a majestic sounding instrument. That's right up there with bagpipes.
Here's what the organ's for. It's for like Transylvania and Halloween things.
And church funerals. Church funerals.
Or church. That you know.
I always just imagine some little old lady who's like Mildred, all right? And she's like, I can play, but I'm very old. I can't play
get
all.
Get up there, Grandma.
Listen,
give it a
Mildred,
whale.
You get your ass up there. These people want to hear their organ music, and you're the one that knows how to play this ridiculous thing. But I'm tired. Well, you better start the game and get playing, okay? I swear to God, Mildred, if you do not get up there and play that seven-inning stretch, whatever it is, we will put you back in the home.
My fingers hurt.
I don't care, Mildred. You get up there and you play that effing organ.
Now your back's going to hurt because you're going to be playing that organ for 8 hours.
Well, everyone, I'm sorry to say that we lost Mildred today.
Anybody else's fingers hurt? Didn't think so.
Just these poor old ladies hunched over the organ like, how long is this game? I'm tired.
Take me out to... It's a long game, Grandma. Just stay put.
Matlock. Please, I don't want to play the organ anymore.
You know, can we just chalk it up? Like, why the organ? Yeah. What was it about the organ? Somebody's like, yeah, dude, that's baseball.
Well,
you know, we got to put an organ in there.
You know, back then, 1941, you know, it was probably not that many cool instruments to play, but they should have updated it. Like, go from an organ to like an electric guitar. That would be a lot cooler, you know?
Something, you know?
No, let's
it just it does. It feels like somebody died. That, every time the organ plays.
Oh no, my fingers. I can't do it. Oh, and Mildred's dead. Mildred died playing Take Me Out to the Ballgame. Anyway, fun little a sports fact for you there.
That wasn't good. I like that. I like that minor interruption there, man. Let's move on to pro football, can we? For God's sake, get away from the organ for a second. Virtual reality in the NFL, man. That's right. Virtual reality NFL video game due out this fall. NFL Pro Era is what it's called. It's slated to debut on Meta Quest and PlayStation VR. The game was licensed by a league in the NFL Players Association, allowing for player names and likenesses to be used, but it's being developed by Status Pro, which is some serious background in football. Company was also co-founded by former college quarterback Troy Jones and former Browns and Bengals wide receiver Andrew Hawkins. Basically, they started out making VR tech for teams to use at their facilities before moving into, you know, like the gaming realm. So, dude, have you ever you got your Meta Quest or your Oculus Quest, I should say.
Yeah.
Have you played any of the football games?
No, I have not. I have
pretty
not.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like your typical Madden, you know, or like something, you know, like where you're behind the players and you can kind of see the whole field. No, you're the quarterback. The ball's being snapped to your hand. You're running around the living room, throwing a ball around. It's pretty incredible, dude. You really do feel like guys are coming at you and about to tackle you.
Well, we've talked about this. I'm really excited for this to take that next step in the VR evolution, and that's where during the game they're going to have little cameras on the helmets, and we will be able to get right into the camera of your favorite player, or maybe, you know, the all-star. Like, I see the quarterback having it. So during the game, you flip that on, got your VR on. You are there on the field.
You're in it. You're in the helmet. God, you come on.
Dude.
How awesome would that be?
It'd be amazing.
Super Bowl winning touchdown pass, POV, from the eyes of your favorite quarterback.
And it's not out of the realm of possibilities at all.
It's right there.
All they got to do is throw a little tiny camera in a helmet, and we're set to go. So, yeah, I think it's going to be crazy.
If you think about it, they were putting that 360 camera on the court side for NBA. Yeah. So you could get your Oculus and tune in and just kind of be like you're sitting courtside. You can look left, look right. How amazing is that?
Yeah. It's crazy, dude. The future's man.
It just proves that, like, you don't really have to go anywhere to do anything anymore.
No.
Like, back in the day, you had, like, a pamphlet and a few pictures you could look at of your vacation. Mm-hmm. Now you can, like, YouTube step by step. You know, what's going to happen, where you're going to be, what you're going to do, and what's it going to look like. You know, it's amazing, man.
I'll never have to leave my house again. It's fantastic.
It's not like you really want to anyway, so it's good for you.
Is the baby shower going to be on VR? I'll just pop on my VR. That way I don't
I'll see you there.
Have to leave the house.
So pretty crazy, man. VR NFL football game. Next hour, I do have some more baseball, more pro football, and some basketball news here for you.
I also have a story about a racehorse.
Oh, God.
Yes. And you know how we feel about racehorses.
Exactly. Get that sound effect ready.
All right. Anything else, or is that it for now?
That's it for this hour.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock thing that rocks.
Regulated. Good morning. 7:26.
I have the voice for it.
Really. Yeah, I can do it. I could totally be a rap artist, man.
You couldn't.
No, you couldn't.
You couldn't.
Beat the stuffing out of you, you puffed up. All right, we got to get to it, sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Big delay. Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products, so you are never thirsty. Hunter, take it away.
Ever. Major League Baseball yesterday, Tigers, White Sox, Cubs off. Didn't even play, man. But tonight they are. Kansas City could be in Chicago playing the White Sox 7:10. Cubs over in Atlanta at 7:20. Detroit's going to be in Minnesota at 7:40. You can catch that on WSJM. Last night in hockey, the Blackhawks beating the Flyers 3-1. It's a game tonight. Red Wings going to be in Toronto playing the Maple Leafs. The Maple Leafs at 7 o'clock.
What a scary thing.
It's not real. Maple Leafs. It's not real threatening. The Maple Leafs. Anyway, NBA yesterday, it's kind of important. 2022 NBA playoffs. First round, man. Yesterday, Celtics beat the Nets 116-112. Boston wins that series 4-0. Raptors beating the 76ers 103-88. Philadelphia leads that series 3-2. Mavs beating the Jazz. The Jazz. 102-77. Might want to change the Jazz name, too. Just saying.
The Jazz is the only thing worse than the Jazz is the Commanders. That's it. That is it.
The Commanders.
Yeah.
It's like sarcastic. Commanders almost sounds sarcastic, doesn't it?
Oh, it's the Commanders? The Commanders. Yeah.
Well, oh, boy.
I command that. That's a dumb name.
Anyway. Dallas leads that series 3-2. Tonight, Hawks going to be in Miami playing the Heat 7 o'clock. Timberwolves going to be in Memphis playing the Grizzlies at 7:30. And the Pelicans, another one there. The Pelicans, huh? All right. You chose it. Going to be at Phoenix playing the Suns at 10 o'clock. That series is tied 2-2 there, man. So more basketball here. If you've been watching the HBO show Winning Time, it's about the Los Angeles Lakers and the team's former owner, Dr. Jerry Buss. Then you also might be interested in a new miniseries being produced about the Los Angeles Clippers and the team's former owner, Donald Sterling. The Lakers showing a success story, the Clipper story. It's called The Sterling Affairs. Is a tragedy about how Sterling lost his team because of his racist behavior. Show is in production right now. Keep your eyes open. It's supposed to be pretty good, I guess. Pretty decent, but.
Yeah.
So basketball news.
That was a big deal, man. That was huge when that news broke.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Moving over to football real quick. Sorry, I'm trying to cram a lot here in a little bit. A new virtual reality NFL game due out this fall. It's called NFL Pro Era. slated to debut on the MetaQuest, which is the Oculus Quest, but Zuckerberg had to change it to MetaQuest. Also, PlayStation VR, game released and licensed by the NFL and the Players Association as well. And it's allowing players' names and likeness to be used. So you'll be able to play as, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes already has a VR game out. I don't know if you've played it.
No.
It's pretty wild, dude.
Is it just him running away from his girlfriend and his brother?
You know? No, it's him. It's him winning a coin toss after going into overtime.
They just give him the win. Like, ah, you won the coin toss.
Yeah,
you got it.
Won. It's your game. Whatever. Yeah. You know, it's pretty cool, though. Like, if you're used to your Madden-style games where you're kind of controlling the players from, you know, behind or whatnot, it's not. You're actually in the guy, in the helmet. You're taking the snaps. You're throwing the ball. It's wild, dude.
Crazy.
I'm telling you, once you have a linebacker coming at you in VR, dude, you definitely fall in your living room the first time.
It seems like a good way to launch myself through the big patio window we have.
You know? So in the beginning of this game, too, they're like, hey, do you have a ceiling fan? Because I guess a lot of people throwing this football around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Slamming ceiling fans and whatnot. So.
Ah, who put that ceiling fan there? It's been there since we moved in. Ah!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway, though, man, yeah, NFL Pro Era, if you got the Oculus Quest, the Meta Quest, whatever you call it, PlayStation VR.
You know what, Hunter, you and I put that on, we'd still get benched. All right, we put it on.
Oh, yeah,
dude,
come on.
No, you're benched. You're benched. Damn it. Come on.
This
is
a real thing.
This is a video game. Like, I'm supposed, no, you're benched. So our VR football experience is just sitting on the bench with one of those big jackets on going, God, I did you.
Go to the kitchen, get some water. You're not playing.
Damn, we'd be the towel boy. This is terrible. This sucks. This sucks, man. Hate this game.
Coach is still yelling at us in the game. You suck.
You suck. You're worthless.
You're worth nothing. Anyway, there you go, man. I'm kind of running short on time this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.